on this episode, the most important thing to practice for stamina. This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for listening, for watching. Let's talk about stamina, having control. It is probably the number one thing in terms of specific things. The number one thing that I end up talking with guys about, the number one thing that guys will ask about. Of course, it's not the only thing. And the biggest picture of just in general, hey, let's get more out of our sexuality, is of course the number one thing. But in terms of specific parts of our sexuality, the biggest piece for a lot of guys is having control, having stamina. So let's talk about the number one thing to practice that will help you with this. And there's a few layers to this, and then there's a specific point to think about that I haven't really talked about before that I want to clarify with you. So what I'm talking about is relaxation. The way to have more control is to relax. And don't dismiss that as just this, oh, that's too simple, because it truly is the key. As I said, there's layers to this. So let's talk about some of those layers. Mental relaxation is, of course, a big part of this, because if you're caught up in your head and your head has tension, that will be a problem when it comes to control. And releasing that mental tension, what it really comes down to is just being present. That's what being relaxed mentally really means. It means being present with right now. Because if you're fully present with what is happening in your body, you're going to be mentally relaxed. When we have mental tension, that's when we're off in other times, stuff that happened before, stuff that may happen, or doubts and fears and insecurities and all that. None of that is right now in our body. When we're right now in our body, that's when our mind is relaxed. So mental relaxation, your breath, keeping relaxed breathing. As you can hear, I'm walking up a mountain, so my breathing's a little increased. When we can keep our breathing relaxed, when we're edging, when we're having sex, a key part of it, because energy is what we're talking about. Having stamina, having control, is about managing energy. And largely, the energy in your body rides on the breath. It truly is what gives us life. So as that breath moves around your body in and out, it is largely carrying that flow of energy. So if our breath becomes short, if we hold our breath, if there's in essence tension in our breath, it's going to prevent that energy from flowing in the way that it needs to for us to have control. And it does need to flow for us to have control, because when we lose control is when it gets stuck. It builds up in one spot, or we lose track of it. When it's flowing and when we're connected with it, that's when we have control. And the only way to do that is to relax multiple layers and multiple levels. So your mind is relaxed. Your breathing is relaxed. The rest of your body is relaxed. If you're carrying and holding a lot of physical tension in your body, again, that stuff is going to cause energy to get stuck. It's going to inhibit that flow. So staying relaxed in the rest of your body. Now you might be wondering, we'll address this in just a moment, you might be wondering, what about Kegel squeezes and pulling energy up, and what role does that play? We'll talk about that in just a second. Let's continue on the relaxation layers. So our mind is relaxed, our breath is relaxed, our body is relaxed. The next layer is our root muscle is relaxed. Now our root muscle, as I refer to it, is actually a variety of muscles. There's a number of muscles that make up what is in essence the sexual muscle of our body, our sexual floor. There's muscles in the perineum area at the very bottom, in essence, that are the actual floor. And then there's muscles around the base of the penis that wrap around the base of the penis. There are muscles that are connected to the testicles, that connect to the psoas, and they go down and they wrap around the testicles. Those are called the cremaster muscles. I did an episode on those recently. You can go back and dive into that more. There's a bunch of muscles that make up what we can refer to as a root muscle. And this is in general, and then in a very specific way that I want to highlight to you in just a moment. In general, this is the most important area of relaxation. Because even if you are relaxed mentally, if you're relaxed in your breath, if you're relaxed in the rest of your body, if you're carrying tension and you're not able to keep your root muscle relaxed, if you're carrying tension there, it's going to be a deal breaker. So staying relaxed in your root muscle is absolutely key. But let's get a little more fine pointed on that, because ultimately staying relaxed, especially when we're staying relaxed when we're in essence exerting ourselves, right, when we're in a high arousal kind of state, that's when we really need to stay relaxed in order to have stamina. If we're going to stay relaxed in that state, we need to have a target for our awareness to go to. Like, what do we do when we want to, okay, I want to be really relaxed, I want to stay relaxed as this, you know, intense moment comes. And you're obviously not thinking about it that slowly in those words, but as that kind of unfolds, okay, you get to that high arousal state and you know, okay, I want to stay relaxed. We need a target to focus on. We need a thought key in this process. Here's that thought key. If we think about the muscles of the root, we have underneath at the very bottom, those ones in the perineum, we have the ones kind of along the front that go up to the pubic bone and connect to the pubic bone. We have those cremaster muscles that go up and connect to the psoas. And the thing to think about when you're thinking about relaxing is to think about there is a point where those muscles join together. There's a point where those muscles join together, and is essentially what is sort of the top of those muscles. So again, we think about the muscles down at the very bottom, the perineum, the ones kind of along the front, the ones cremaster muscles, they're kind of coming up from the sides a little bit. If we think about a central point where those muscles kind of connect at the top, and they don't all directly connect, of course, but energetically. So if we think about that sort of central point, that's the point to focus on. If you can focus on and keep your awareness in having that point relaxed, you will dramatically shift your control. So let me explain a little bit more about what I mean and how to kind of find this point and where it is. You will feel, if you do a Kegel right now, when you're edging, whatever, you will feel some of these different muscles. You can tune into those different parts. Where I find that point, and where I think you'll find this point of awareness, is basically in the exact center of your body, sort of in between the hip bones, and maybe halfway between your belly button and the base of your penis. So again, about halfway between your belly button and the base of the penis, right about in there, and about in the center of your body, front to back. That's kind of the spot. And you may want to even go a little bit lower than that. I almost sometimes think about it as, or I'm able to find it in sort of going from the part of these muscles that wrap around the anus, because part of the root muscle, part of the muscles that make that up, wrap around that. I almost think about going up from there, sort of up and maybe just a little forward. But pay attention to where this point is and find it in your own body through experimentation and through working with it. Because when you can tap into this, and when you can understand where this point in your body is, you will have dramatically better ability to stay relaxed. So that's the key. When you want to stay relaxed, you bring your awareness to that point and you relax from that point out. You let that be the almost like a spark of relaxation, like this glow of relaxation. It starts in that spot and then it just spreads from there, and it always has the foundation there. So the thing to practice primarily is relaxing this spot over and over again in different situations. Relaxing it while you're walking, relaxing it while you're working, relaxing it while you're driving, relaxing it while you're edging at a lower arousal state, practicing significant parts of your edging practice where you stay in a relaxed state in this point and in your body throughout. And then, of course, practicing when you get to that high arousal state. Now, let's wrap it up by addressing this question of, what about the Kegel squeeze? Right? What about pulling energy up. That absolutely is a critical part of the overall process, right? It is not one or the other. We do both. So the majority of the time when you're in your edging practice, the majority of the time when you're having sex with a partner, you want to be in that relaxed state. That's going to allow that flow. And then in very intentional times, when you do so with intention, then you engage those squeezes because you're intentionally pulling that energy up your body. So practice this, practice relaxation. It is a day-to-day thing. You stack a bunch of bricks day after day after day. There is no, you know, you may have some times where it kind of clicks and maybe you're able to really connect with that spot and understand what I mean. You may have some times where things kind of click like that, but largely these things are about stacking bricks of coming back to that awareness over and over and over again day after day. So throughout your day, you bring your awareness back to that spot and you relax it. That piece is important because a lot of guys carry a lot of tension in this area throughout the day. So we don't want to just relax this when you're edging, when you're having sex. We want to come back to connecting it with a place of relaxation as the foundational, normal way of being. And when that's the case, then we have much better ability to control it when we're in a high arousal state. So don't overlook the importance of throughout your day coming back to, of course, all the layers, because relaxation mentally, you know, being present, relaxing our body, relaxing our breath always benefits us in multiple ways. But don't overlook the importance of coming back to the relaxation of that entire root muscle area centered on that point. Find that sort of energetic, and again, don't get too hung up on the visuals or sort of, you know, looking at your body. Feel it. Try to feel or work with feeling where that central energetic point is. And practice, okay, if your awareness is on sort of a certain spot, how able are you to relax and move it around a little bit? When you can find this, when you practice it day after day, when you stack those relaxation bricks, game changer for your control. Total game changer. Again, it's not the only piece, by any means, not the only piece of having stamina, in fact, because moving that energy is important as well. And it's by far not the only piece of empowering and lifting up our sexuality overall. But this one piece is, it's the keystone of the lasting longer piece of this equation. And I know a lot of you guys, that's something that, you know, it matters. And almost everybody is in a place where either they really want to get better in that way, or it's like, yeah, you know, better control is better. This is the keystone, relaxation. Relax your mind, relax your body, relax your breath, relax your root muscle. And in particular, find that central point of your root muscle that will facilitate the relaxation of everything else. I hope this helps. Let me know what thoughts, questions you guys have. Shoot me a text message, 801-742-1439. Have an awesome rest of your day. We'll talk to you soon.